Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511.
Well, it's good to see you back again. Welcome to Day 18 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I'm your host, Steve Webb. We've heard about Christmas carols, and we've heard about Christmas trees and mistletoe, so I wonder what will be behind the door today. Let's take a look.
Today, Steve, we're going to be finding out about some more ways that different people around the world celebrate Christmas. We're going to start our round-the-world trip in Madagascar, and that's an island off the east coast of Africa, so it's very warm there at Christmas time. People decorate their houses with holly, robins and snow scenes, even though it's very warm and none of them actually exist in Madagascar. Most people go to church on Christmas Eve. The services start about 5 p.m. and sometimes they last until midnight. The Christmas meal is often chicken or pork with rice followed by a special cake. And in Madagascar, Father Christmas or Santa Claus is known as Dadabi Noeli.
In countries such as Russia and Serbia that have the Orthodox Church, Christmas is actually celebrated on the 7th of January. That's because the Orthodox Church still uses the Julian calendar for their religious dates. Advent in the Orthodox Church lasts for 6 weeks and has fixed dates starting on the 28th of November and ending on the 6th of January on their Christmas Eve. Also in countries that have the Orthodox Church, it's common to fast on Christmas Eve until the first star is seen in the sky. Some people even eat a vegetarian diet through Advent. In Russia, the first food eaten on the Christmas Eve is soshevo, a dish made from wheat or rice with honey and fruit. In Poland, the meal starts with a large wafer biscuit called an opletek, which is passed around the table, and everyone breaks a piece off and eats it. In Serbia at Christmas time, a special bread called sesnica is eaten. The loaf contains a coin, and whoever finds the coin is said to be lucky for the next year.
That sounds a lot like our custom of putting a coin in our British Christmas pudding, Steve. You have to be very careful not to break your teeth. Well, we're going to finish today in another warm place. That's Spain. People in Spain also have their main Christmas meal on Christmas Eve, but this time it's the 24th. The traditional Christmas dinner in Spain is pavo trufado de Navidad, which is turkey stuffed with truffles, and they're the mushrooms, not the chocolate ones. But in Galicia, a region in northwestern Spain which is entirely surrounded by the sea, the main Christmas meal is often seafood. Although Spanish children get some small presents on Christmas Day, the main present-giving day in Spain is Epiphany, which is on the 6th of January. Epiphany is when Christians, especially Catholics, remember that the wise men visited Jesus, and this is also the same night as Twelfth Night. In Spanish, Epiphany is known as Fiesta de los Tres Reyes Magos, and in English this means the Festival of the Three Magic Kings. Children believe that the kings bring them their presents. So they write letters to them on Boxing Day, which is the 26th, and Epiphany Eve, the 5th of January, they leave out their shoes to be filled with presents. A special cake called roscón is eaten at Epiphany, and roscón means ring-shaped roll. It's a very doughy cake and can be filled with chocolate or cream. Sounds really nice to me. So wherever you are for Christmas and whatever you're eating and drinking, I hope you have a great one.
I'm quite sure James and I mispronounced plenty of those words, but it was fun to bring the information to you anyway. As always, today's theme music was Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas, and our background music today was New Beat with Christmas in Bethlehem. If you've got a special custom or tradition where you live or come from, James would love to hear about it and add it to his site at www.whychristmas.com. Either contact me at steve.lifespring@gmail.com or email James over there at his website. I'm Steve Webb for James Cooper, and this has been Day 18 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. Come on back, we'll be waiting for you right here.